Today, the Seattle City Council will decide whether to move forward on a plan that would require developers to pay more towards affordable housing. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Sharon Lee is with the Low Income Housing Institute. She stands on the back deck of the Denny Park Apartments in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood. From here, the neighborhood looks like one big construction site.
Wow, there's another crane. And there's a crane. Look, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Most of those projects will fetch high rents, but this building is an island of affordability. The people who live here have relatively low-paying jobs. They work as cooks, nurses.
And then, of course, Amazon. I mean, we have janitors who are working at Amazon.
Placing low-income earners in the center city makes financial sense, says Lee.
We want them to be in a place of opportunity. So that's why we built this in South Lake Union.
This building was paid for, in part, by other developers, like the ones operating the cranes around us. In exchange, they get to build higher. But that voluntary program has only generated a trickle of money for affordable housing. Since 2001, the program has only financed about 700 apartment units. In contrast, city officials say they need 28,000 subsidized housing units over the next decade. City Councilmember Mike O'Brien says developers can afford to pay higher fees, and he plans to make those fees mandatory.
Building apartments in Seattle right now is very profitable.
A developer-funded group has criticized the proposed fee, saying it could send Seattle into what it calls the San Francisco death spiral, in which increasing fees push market rate rents higher and higher. O'Brien says that's unlikely. He says in other cities, fees like this have just become a normal part of doing business.
I just don't see that that is going to really shake up the economics of this hot real estate market we have right now. It's a modest ask, but when you add up all the development that's happening in the city, it can produce significant amounts of new affordable housing.
Some critics say the fees don't go far enough. Housing advocate John Fox points out that O'Brien's plan would subsidize rents for people well above the poverty line. He says the focus should be on people with the greatest need. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.